Hey, this is Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the My 1-2-3 Cents Podcast.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! Kevin! You're stupid.
Hey friends, welcome to episode 504 of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. I am Kevin Huntsberger, and next week should be back on track with some guests and some actual counterpoints and talking going on. I have a plan that I need to see about executing. It's a big anniversary next week that I want to celebrate on the podcast, and so I'm hoping that we are able to do that and pay homage to a very big moment in WWF and in wrestling history from back in the day. So I'm looking forward to that. That's a teaser for next week's episode. This week, though, as we are recording on Sunday, July 14th, it is the birthday of WWE Hall of Famer Double J, Jeff Jarrett. Now, you hear him, if you listen to the podcast, those are watching. I don't put the open on because I don't have video to cover it. But those who listen to the podcast every week hear Double J, Jeff Jarrett, introduce, kick off the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. And that has been the case for a while now. And I need to thank Jeff Holke for making that happen. He, years ago, met Double J at an event. I don't know exactly what it was. I think it was maybe a Comic-Con type of event in, I think it was in the Chicago area. And he asked Double J to record that, and he did. And I'm very grateful for it. It's a quick little intro, and it's something that I have just kind of gotten accustomed to using as a part of the open for this podcast. It is the one quote unquote legal piece of material that I have in the open for the show. So I am thankful and happy that Double J did that. Now, why am I doing Double J appreciation for the podcast? Well, as I mentioned, it is his birthday, but also, you know, if you had the TV on for even 10 seconds over the weekend, if you have been on social media for any time period over the weekend, over the last several days, there's just a lot of doom and gloom and bad news. And I don't talk politics, and I'm not going to get into any of what is going on around our country. But we had several celebrity deaths. We had apparently an assassination attempt on a former president and presidential candidate. Our world, our country, it's sad. No matter what side you sit on, no matter what you are thinking or feeling, it's just a sad time. And I don't want to dwell on that on this podcast. I want this to be an escape. I want this to be some place where people go to share happy thoughts about wrestling. And I thought, who better to celebrate and show some appreciation for than good old Double J, Jeff Jarrett. And I do have, if you're watching, if you're listening, you don't see this, but it is the Double J, Jeff Jarrett Major Bendy, made by the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. Those guys, by the way, have done a phenomenal job of celebrating legends and current talent in figure form. I love the fact that they started with just a podcast, and then it built into YouTube and built into all these other social media platforms, but more importantly, is now a figure company. Bought this. This is the Double J, Jeff Jarrett. I also bought the Ric Flair from Ric Flair's last match. It was part of a pack on their Whatnot stream a while back, the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. And so this is the Double J. There are two different Double J's. Also a Conrad. I'd like to get that Conrad figure at some point too. I got to tell you though, these are collectibles. These are you know, things that, you know, back in the day, you see behind me, the LJNs and the Hasbros, you know, I picked those up. The LJNs I bought, you know, as a kid and got as gifts and stuff. The Hasbros, most of those I bought at like flea markets and stuff. They were still in the package and got good deals on those. But, you know, these kinds of things are expensive. And, you know, I'm on a budget. And so I splurge every once in a while and get some of these. And I also like the smaller figures because they take up a lot less space. I actually recently just put together a video on YouTube, as well as on TikTok. The longer version is on TikTok because you can put longer videos on TikTok. It is my Mount Rushmore of the figures that I have in my collection. I had to trim it down for YouTube though, and only get three on there, but be sure to check those videos out. Subscribe to this channel, like it, leave comments, leave reviews, anything to help with the algorithm, trying to build up an audience, build up a community here, and continue moving forward, sharing the things that I love about professional wrestling. And so one of those things is Double J Jeff Jarrett. And, you know, I mentioned him being as part of the open every week here on the podcast, but, you know, I have been very fortunate in that I have met Jeff Jarrett several times in person and then, course, over the phone as well. And I think the first time I met him would have been back in 2011. And it would have been at the Base Brawl event where I got the good fortune. It was TNA. They were in town here in Southern Illinois. And I got to manage Velvet Sky. And that was a phenomenal weekend or a phenomenal Friday. It all went down on a Friday. Friday morning, D'Lo Brown came into WSIL TV, where I worked at the time as the morning anchor. D'Lo came in and was our guest on the morning show. I had won a contest from the local radio station, the ESPN station, 103.5, to manage someone at Base Brawl. And so that ended up being Velvet Sky. So I get to the show and I get to meet her. And there were a couple of other people backstage that I met before we went out to the field for her match. And then also we stuck around, Chad and I. Chad flew in actually from Los Angeles for this event, but we stuck around and paid a little extra for the meet and greets that they do, and met AJ Styles and Matt Morgan. I believe the Dudleys were there. Kurt Angle was kind of the main event, if you will, that was in the ring, and we got to go in the ring and pose for a picture with him, Jeff Jarrett. Then that's the first time that I met Double J, was at that event. And he was very nice. And again, when you're at those meet and greet things, they tend to go a little faster and it's not, you know, as relaxed. Well, then fast forward a couple of years, and then this podcast starts in 2014, the end of 2014. And by episode 25, Jeff Jarrett was my guest. And, you know, the beauty, I don't know if it's the beauty, but the thing about this podcast is 500 plus episodes now. There are times that I forget what I've talked about, what I haven't talked about, who's been on the show, who hasn't been on the show. And I had forgotten. I knew that Jeff Jarrett had been on the podcast. I had used interviews with Jeff Jarrett on the podcast, but I forgot. I interviewed him two separate times talking about Global Force Wrestling, and used part of those sound bites on the morning news, but I also used those sound bites, the whole interviews on the podcast. So if you want to go back and listen, it's episode 25 and it's episode 34. Those were both in 2015, and just kind of, again, promoting Global Force Wrestling. And it was pretty cool getting to talk to him about that and the plans and his positivity. And this is even before, and if you listen to his show, My World with Conrad Thompson, you know, he talks about sobriety a lot and the steps that he went through to get to where he is. And that's another reason why I want to celebrate him, because Jeff Jarrett is a very positive person, someone that if you do struggle, look to him for that guidance, look to him for that inspiration to carry on and move forward and know that you're going to run into obstacles. You're going to run into things that are less than desirable, that may be setbacks and whatnot. But keep moving forward. And he, you know, oozes that kind of personality, that kind of, you know, he just gives that vibe off throughout his podcast. And just a wonderful, wonderfully positive individual. You know, we saw him most recently as we're recording this as part of the Owen Hart, the Owen Cup. You know, he was put into it and then ended up losing in that first round to Hangman Adam Page, was the enforcer. And admittedly, I like Jeff Jarrett as the dirty, rotten scoundrel, you know, heel bad guy persona better than the babyface, but I get why he is kind of putting out this message now with Owen Hart's family, and the interview that he did, or the video that he put out prior to the cup, and then the interview that he did after the cup. You know, 25 plus years, losing one of your best friends, I can imagine that he continues to hurt and feels the effects of that. You know, I've talked here on this podcast before, when I was a kid, when I was 12, lost one of my good friends in an accident in our neighborhood. And that was almost 40 years ago. And it's something that I still think about often. And I've talked about it here on this podcast. And that's part of the healing power of doing things like this. You kind of can talk your feelings out and get that going. And that's what Jeff does a lot too with Conrad, and Conrad kind of guides and directs that ship and leads it down the right course and the right path. And I think that it provides inspiration and hope for those who maybe feel a little down, a little hopeless, a little heartbroken, or whatever the case may be. So yeah, interviewed Jeff over the phone a couple of times, like I mentioned. Then I had the very good fortune in 2016, and this was shortly after Stride Pro Wrestling had started, but Global Force Wrestling was coming. They were touring, and they were coming to Southern Illinois. They were going to be at Rent One, but at that time it was called Rent One Ballpark, home of the Southern Illinois Miners, which it's now Mountain Dew Park, and it's home of the Thrillbillies. back then, they were still doing the Frontier League baseball, and ironically now, Jeff is part owner or involved with the Springfield Lucky Horseshoes, which is a prospect league team, which also here in Southern Illinois, the Thrillbillies are a prospect league team. So the irony of him being still kind of associated with that and attached to the times that I have met him in person have been centered around baseball. And so Jeff was coming into town early, weeks early, to start promoting and getting things ready for the Global Force Wrestling show that was going to happen on a Saturday night in 2016. It was in June of 2016, maybe early July. But anyway, he had come into town, and I had been talking with him, and he agreed to meet with me over at the ballpark. And so we got one of the little suites there. You know, it wasn't a big production. It was a one-man band, and I was going over there with the intent of doing something for the news, but then also wanting to do something for the My 1-2-3 Cents brand. And so I was able to sit with him, and we talked for a bit, and then after we were done, we did a selfie, and he gave me his phone number, and I, to this day, I still have it. I've never, you know, taken advantage of that or tried to, you know, do anything nefarious. I think that when you get these kinds of opportunities, you know, you cherish them and you use them the right way. And so I do recall, after interviewing him and whatnot, I did reach out to him and said, if you need a ring announcer, need someone to do anything for the show, I am the ring announcer at Stride Pro Wrestling, and I would love to have a chance to announce at your Global Force show. I didn't know if they brought in anyone, if they traveled around, you know, or if they just would get talent day of the show. That's how I lucked into doing the announcing for Ian Rotten and for IWA Mid-South. You know, he had come in, and at that time, I had no experience, but I was, you know, the TV news anchor. So I guess they had a little bit of trust in that I would be able to do it. And so I was hoping to be able to do something. And Brandon Baxter, who I have since befriended on Twitter, was the ring announcer that night. And they had a call, or they had contacted me and said, you know, we will have you do one of the matches. You can announce one of the matches. So I was stoked and excited about that. And it was Congo Kong. And I cannot recall who he wrestled that night, but that's the match that I got to announce. And just being in the ring and being there and just the energy and the positivity and the vibe going on. It was a lot of fun. That was I think that was a Friday night too. And then the next night, Saturday night, we had a Stride Pro Wrestling show. So it was a weekend filled with pro wrestling, and I was grateful and happy to have the opportunity. Again, getting to meet Jeff Jarrett and building that relationship, if you will, and just seeing him through the years, coming back to the WWE, being a part of AEW, doing stuff with TNA and with Impact. And just knowing, you know, the handful of small encounters that I've had with him, but knowing, hearing him on the podcast every week for the last few years, it's just been, you know, someone that I think has really grown as a person, who has resonated with fans, because a lot of fans, for whatever reason, and Conrad has talked about this on his podcast with Jeff, you know, Jeff was the human fast forward button. And I never viewed him like that. You know, my first memories of Jeff Jarrett would have probably been, it was not on TV. We did not, you know, for a long time, we got World Class Championship Wrestling living in St. Louis. But then I know things changed when the Jarretts came in and it was USWA. I think it might have played on ESPN. So I may have seen him from time to time in that way, but I really remember reading about him and seeing him in the After Mags. And, you know, I think if I recall correctly, he was part of that Super Clash event in 1988. And so there were some instances where I remember seeing a little bit about Jeff Jarrett. And then obviously much more than in the early 90s when things ramped up in Memphis and USWA and teaming with Jerry Lawler and with Colonel Parker. And I know that wasn't his name, Robert Fuller. And just kind of seeing him grow as an individual that way as well. And then when he did sign in late 92, or maybe it was late 93, whenever he came to the WWF and had that, this more of this kind of look going on, this JEFFJARRETT. I'm not going to say that I was a huge fan of it, but it was not somebody that I hated or despised or didn't want on my TV. And I think that he kind of fit in nicely into that, you know, that mid-90s, that early to mid-90s WWF mix where we were going through transitions and it was the new generation and Jeff was young and had talent and was able to get the fans to hate him and had several runs as Intercontinental Champion. Never really saw him as being, you know, the man, but he certainly was there and was part of the whole team. And that's what I liked about him. And then when he left and went to WCW and then came back, you know, that next run where he was kind of that, you know, guitar swinging, more of a, and I guess it's on here too. It's on the back of the box. I got to put my glasses on though. Yeah. They were able to put, Don't Piss Me Off on this because it is the major, rest, you know, the shorter hair, the attitude, it's part of that evolution of characters that we see so many times happen with professional wrestlers, that if they don't evolve with the times and they're going to get stuck in a rut and not grow and develop. And again, I think Jeff Jarrett did that beautifully throughout his career, going to WCW, being the chosen one, you know, those were the dying days of WCW. So wasn't overly excited about that, but definitely recognize it. And I do think, and I wish that, you know, I don't know what the beef was, why he wasn't part of the group that came back and was part of, and I know he's talked about it. I would have loved to have seen him be a part of that invasion and work with WWE and be a part of that. But had he not done that, then I don't think he and Jerry Jarrett obviously go into the venture of creating TNA. And, you know, here we are 22 years later and TNA is still around. And that's a credit to Jeff Jarrett and his family and their supporters and the fans who got behind it. And I think had he not taken that risk, taken that challenge and that venture and done that, who knows where we would be in the world of professional wrestling today. I think that, you know, taking those risks sometimes may seem like a gamble, but at the end of the day, they pay off. And he has done that wonderfully, has worked for the WWE and for AEW since creating TNA. And so New Japan, he's been a part of that. He's just been someone who has been such a big integral part of professional wrestling for the last 40 years. You know, if you go into the late 80s when he first starts and into the 90s and the 2000s when he gets, you know, goes from referee to wrestler to promoter slash owner, all around talent. You know, he's just one of those guys that wears multiple hats and wears them all well. And I respect that. And I respect what he has been through on a personal level with his family, losing his wife back in 2007, I believe it was, you know, finding love again, and Karen Jarrett, what they do with their kids, with their family and the wrestling space and making things better for talent, for fans. I just applaud that and I appreciate it. And I just wanted to spend a little time sharing some of that admiration, sharing some of that respect, because sometimes I think that in the wrestling space especially, it gets tribalistic. We hate on someone because they go work for the company that we don't like, or, you know, we have differing opinions, differing viewpoints, whatever the case may be. I think that there needs to definitely be a lot more positivity, a lot more people like Jeff Jarrett in this world who are bringing happiness to fans. I hope that this podcast in some small way does that. And speaking of bringing happiness, I want to remind everybody the month of July, a $5 donation gets you into the raffle for the My 1-2-3 Cents prize pack. And there are t-shirts and autographs and other little tchotchkes that are a part of that. Go to the My 1-2-3 Cents Facebook group or follow on the My 1-2-3 Cents Facebook page. All the details are there. It's pinned and it's ready for you to take a look at. We have some people that are already entered in. That $5 goes into the pot for the My 1-2-3 Cents Wrestling Figure Drive at the end of the year. A donation is made to Toys for Tots. And right now we have a few figures that have already been purchased, but we have well over $100 that has been collected that will be used to then purchase more figures and keep that going as well. So let's all do a little positive. Let's all do something good this week, next week, every week. We don't need an excuse. We don't need a reason. Let's just do it to do it. And again, if you want to share in the love and share in the My 1-2-3 Cents Wrestling Figure Drive, we'd be more than happy to welcome you and take your money and then go shopping and buy some cool figures to donate to Toys for Tots here in Southern Illinois. And this is a much smaller scale compared to what the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast does. A small dent is made here, but it does make a difference and it does go a long way in bringing joy to others. So I'm excited about that. It is still just July, but it's never too early to get out there and start collecting and fundraising for that. So Jeff Jarrett, I know the odds, the likelihood of him hearing or seeing this is small, but I just want to say that I appreciate him very much. I appreciate what Conrad does. I think that they bring positivity and they have gotten me and all of Conrad's other podcasts have gotten me through some times where, you know, was less than happy. And so I hope that in some small way, this podcast can maybe do that for folks out there as well. Thanks again for listening and or watching. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and we will talk again soon.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.